Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Writing Cabin with Tara Benner. I'm fantasy author Tara Benner, and this is my cabin. We all need to escape into story from time to time, so come on in, sit down by the fire, pour yourself a nice hot cup of coffee, and let's talk books. Now, before we get started today, I want to take a quick moment to thank my wonderful patrons. Patrons, your support not only funds the creation of new monthly stories, but it tells me that you enjoy my books so much that you want to support them and me directly. If you, dear listener, would like to join our Patreon family, you can do so over at patreon.com/TaraBennerLabs. I create a brand new short story or piece of writing every single month, as well as an exclusive video diary. And just today, as I record this, I actually just published part 3 of The Silver Flame Dragon, which is the prequel to Dragon Kingdom, the series that I'm working on as we speak. You can gain access to my entire library of Patreon exclusive stories for just $3. And in that library, you'll actually find about 17 unpublished Witches of Mountain Shadow short stories, as well as an alternate spicy epilogue to Warrior Witch, and lots of goodies besides. Again, that is patreon.com/TaraBennerLabs. All right, this week's featured book is Lawless, Book 1 of the Lawless Saga. When Lark was sentenced to 25 years behind bars, she thought San Judas was her lucky break. The primitive 16,000-acre community in rural New Mexico isn't like any other prison. There are no cells, there is no warden, and Mother Mercy is the law. She didn't realize she'd be fighting for her survival on a daily basis, battling hunger, violent inmates, and the prison leader's tyranny. Lark never thought escaping San Judas was possible until a message in a bottle changes everything. The guards outside the walls are disappearing, and the world as they know it is coming to an end. If you like gritty characters, survival stories, and romance, you are going to love Lawless. I will put a link to that down in the show notes. All right, it's time for my little life update that I do each and every week. And as I was trying to think about what I should talk about on the podcast today, I was like, oh my God, this week has been really just a blur. I had a really nice, relaxing weekend. But then the first half of this week has just been so hectic. It's gone so quickly. And I've been getting up super early to write these days. And on the one hand, there's something so wonderful about that because, you know, it's quiet in the house, it's dark, and it really reminds me of those early days when I was still working toward becoming a full-time author, and I would get up early to write before I went to work. And I didn't get up as early as I do now because I didn't have a little one. But it just kind of brings me back to that time when everything was still so new and I was so hopeful that I would be able to do what I do now, which is write full-time. And so I'm always really grateful for that quiet time in the morning, you know, anywhere from 30 minutes to 2 hours, depending on how long my son sleeps, where I get to just kind of write and work before the day starts for real. So that's been really nice. But it also means that by lunchtime, I'm so tired and I look at the clock and I think, why am I so tired? And I'm like, well, I've been up for 7 hours already, so that's why I'm tired. But, you know, we're kind of working on enjoying our weekends more as a family. And so that means I'm going to be working less on Saturdays. So I'm kind of trying to make up for it during the week. We'll see how that goes. My one-year-old is pretty crazy. And in fact, before I just put him down for his nap, he was chasing around my poor dog, Nelson, who, like, I don't know what it is about my dogs, because other people I know who have babies this age, they're like, oh yeah, my dog is so good with him or her. Like, oh, they just like the best of friends. My dogs want nothing to do with my son. And like, honestly, my dogs kind of remind me of those people like in their 20s who either super don't want kids or are undecided about kids. And so like, whenever you like put a baby in their hands, they like start to sweat. Like that's kind of, if my dogs were people, that's who they'd be. Like they don't know what to make of him. They don't want to be around him. They just want to live their life. And so it's kind of hard for them when my son just wants to chase them around and thinks it's really funny when they run away. Luna, my little Aussie, she holds her ground more and she doesn't like take no mess, but Nelson is just a basket case anyway. And so really like he and the baby can't be inside at the same time if my son is running free in the house. So yeah, a lot going on, but I'm looking forward to sleeping in this weekend and having kind of a fun couple of days. It's Labor Day weekend coming up, and I'll probably get out on my paddleboard. So looking forward to that. But yeah, just working a lot. I've dipped my toe back into TikTok, which is probably a mistake because if there was ever a time suck, TikTok is it. But yeah, that pretty much brings me into my writing updates, which I have a lot to talk about. This week, I finished my beta revisions. I got all my feedback back from my beta team, and overall, everybody seemed to love the book. I was so happy to get that kind of feedback from people because I'm always nervous with a new series, with a book one. You never really know kind of how it's going to be received. And I had like 4 new people beta reading for me, and so I was confident having that new blood that I would, if there were some serious issues, that I would get those addressed because these people are kind of new and they'd, you know, probably point them out rather than just telling me what I want to hear. And people really seemed to enjoy it. I got some good notes, and I went and made those revisions. And now I am doing my final read through of the book before it goes to my editor. And I also need to get a cover made. I've been kind of looking at some options for that. I was thinking about doing a custom illustration, but I think I might go with my my regular cover guys and see what they can do for me because they've been really good in the past and I'm confident that they can handle this one. I have finally decided on the title for the book, and the series is called Dragon Kingdom, and so I was going to have dragon in the title, but the title that makes the most sense and is like a unique title as far as there aren't 10 other books and movies with this title on Amazon. The title is going to be The Elven Blade. And so, yeah, that's the title of book one. And oh, I'm really excited. It's all coming together as I'm doing this last read through. I'm feeling really good about it. It's a lot of fun to do the read through because there's so many different characters and voices. Yeah. And just hearing the beta feedback made me a lot more confident and excited to get this to my readers. And so I think next week I'm going to do a very special episode of the podcast where I read the first chapter of The Elven Blade. I haven't released this to my newsletter yet. I think I'm going to do audio first because I'm always a little bit, I don't love putting out first chapters in text form before it goes to my editor. That's always what I've done in the past, but I think I might just do it in audio. Also because I've really enjoyed reading this book aloud and I've enjoyed kind of narrating some of my work. And so I look forward to that next week. And I'm also going to be doing the secret launch of my store next weekend, the 9th through 11th of September. And what the secret opening is, did I say secret launch? I meant secret opening. The secret opening of the bookshop is essentially kind of, I'm giving my readers VIP access to my store. It's not going to be open to the public just yet. There will be a password in place so that only my readers can shop during that weekend. And the reason is I am going to be doing a crazy sale. Everything is going to be on sale in my store, and that's just a special thank you for my readers. It's also an opportunity for me to do kind of a dry run for the launch of the Elven Blade in October, because as I mentioned last week, I'm going to be launching that direct from my store this fall, and it won't be available on Amazon until 2023. If you're curious like why I would do something like that, go back and listen to last week's episode where I kind of talk about that in depth. But, you know, it's still a new experience buying directly from an author. I think it's going to be more and more common, but right now a lot of readers are new to that. And so kind of the secret opening of the bookshop is an opportunity for them to test that out for themselves and see that it's great. And the way I think I'm going to persuade some people who might be on the fence is I'm going to be offering all of my first books in series for free during that 3-day period from my website. So if you're one of my readers, you're either on my newsletter or you follow me on Facebook, you will get that password and you'll be able to go in and download any of my book ones for free. All the rest of them are going to be on sale. And yeah, if you are kind of wary of putting your credit card information in to buy a book, but you just still want to try it out, you can get one of my book ones for free and see how easy, seamless, professional it is. And so, yeah, that's going to be kind of a dry run for the big launch in October. The other thing that I've been working on in secret is I have been getting the covers for The Defectors redone. And I was hoping to have the new covers for the secret opening of the store. I don't know if that's actually going to happen because I have the first one mostly finished. I'm still working through some revisions with the designer, but I don't know that I'll get books 2 and 3 done, even if I pay for a rush job. We'll see. I'd really love to have those pretty new covers on for the secret opening. Those covers are so overdue to be redone because that series is going to be 9 years old this month. Also, it's perfect. The other thing I forgot to mention is that September is the month that I first went full time with my writing, when I quit the day job and went full into this as an author entrepreneur. And so September is kind of a big month. It's the month that Defectors came out in 2013. It's the month I left my job in 2015. And so it's appropriate that the secret opening of the bookshop would be in September. And if I could get the covers for The Defectors redone in September, because they still have their original covers, which are just kind of terrible, honestly. They're just out of date and they don't convey the genre. And so, yeah, I'm going to be saying adios to those covers. But yeah, so if you want the old covers, now is a good time to get the books because soon they will all be redone. Finally, as if there weren't enough going on, I have been toying with the idea of making some changes to my Patreon. So if you are currently a subscriber to Terrabenner Labs, this won't change anything for you necessarily. But I have been, well, a couple things. First thing is I have two Patreons, technically. The one that I'm really active on, the one where I publish new material every month, is Terrabenner Labs. I have another Patreon, an old Patreon, that people only pay when I release a new book. But I'm actually thinking I might soon be retiring that one because it doesn't really serve where I'm at right now at this moment. Originally, I created that Patreon because all of my stuff was in Kindle Unlimited and I wanted to offer a way for readers to get my books before they went into Kindle Unlimited. And now that I'm going to have the bookshop, I'm going to be selling everything direct for a period of time before it goes into Kindle Unlimited. And so that Patreon is not strictly necessary. And I feel a little bit bad about it because I'm not giving them all of these, you know, new monthly stories, because that's not a monthly Patreon. And just to simplify things for myself, I would really just like to have the one. That would be nice. And so I'm thinking of retiring that one. And so I would need to message all of my patrons on there and kind of tell them what's going on if I decide to do that, which I haven't decided to do that yet because I love my readers there. They've been with me for a really long time, and I so appreciate them saying, yes, I want everything you write. That's amazing. But as I said, I just don't know that it serves where I'm at right now with how I'm running my business. The other thing I'm thinking about toying with is adding another tier to my Terrabenner Labs Patreon that will allow readers to read chapters of new books as I write them. And this is something that I've always been very resistant to because I am very private with my creative process initially when I start something new. And so I'm not really sure if I want to do that. But I've never tried it. I don't know if that would be weirdly motivating to me, knowing that someone's going to be reading it. Maybe it wouldn't affect me at all. Maybe it's a terrible idea and I'd feel really paralyzed and self-conscious as I'm writing something. I don't know. I also would reserve the right to not have certain things be available as I write them, but rather kind of after that first round of revisions. We'll see. I haven't made up my mind about that, but it's definitely something I'm toying with. If you would be interested in something like that, and that's something that you would actually be on my Patreon specifically to do, to read those chapters as I write them, let me know, because I always think that I know what readers want, but really you don't know until you test the market and you don't know until you get feedback. And so that's why I try to not just throw things out there and do things that are going to end up being more work for me if I don't think there is a want for that. So anyway, lots going on this week, but that about sums it up for my writing update. It's time for What Am I Reading This Week? And I am reading A Kingdom of Flesh and Fire by Jennifer L. Armentrout, which is the second book in her From Blood and Ash series. And this book, there is a lot going on in this installment. So if you haven't read the series yet, there's some things that are kind of like out of control vampires. There are beings who are like vampires, but like good vampires who aren't out of control. There are these creatures that are basically werewolves. And there's, you know, one of the good vampires, quote unquote, the Atlanteans. There's all these bloodlines. I don't know. I'm feeling like we're kind of in the weeds, honestly, for book two. And the geography is kind of confusing to me. I think I need to spend some more time with the map. I'm starting to get everybody straight now, but I have to admit, like, at the beginning of this book, I found the rules of the world a little bit confusing. That doesn't detract from the relationship that's kind of forming in the book, which is what I'm reading it for. I mean, let's be honest, I'm just in it for Castiel and also Kieran. So if you're a fan of the series, let me know. I'm not like saying I'm going to put it down or anything. I'm kind of trying to get past this like sticky 45% mark or 45 to like 50% mark, because there's just kind of a lot going on, but also nothing seems to be going on at the same time. I don't know, but I blew through the first book and I love Jennifer L. Armentrout. She's one of my all-time favorites, like YA paranormal authors. And so I'm just going to keep going because I'm sure it's going to be phenomenal. That's about all I have for you this week. But before we go, let's check the mailbox. And this week we have a YouTube comment from Mr. Broken Silence on the Aetherwitch audiobook. He writes, Thank you for sharing this. I only recently started listening to audiobooks about a month ago, and I'm so happy I found yours. I can't wait to hear what else you've written and look forward to discovering more. I hope you continue with the story and look forward to hearing what else you have in store for this sleepy mountain town. Best wishes and continued success in all you do. Blessings. Thank you so much for that sweet comment, Mr. Broken Silence. I really appreciate the kind words, and it makes me really happy to know someone new is discovering the series for the first time. If you, dear listener, have any burning questions or comments that you'd like for me to answer on the show, you can send them to tarabenner@gmail.com, or you can post them on any of my social media channels. I am at author Tara Benner on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. I am Tara Benner Author on YouTube. You can also post them in our secret reader group on Facebook, Tara Benner's Reader Revolution. That's all I have for you this week, but feel free to stay in my cabin as long as you like. We can drink all the coffee, you can crack open a good book, hopefully one of mine, and have a wonderful weekend.